Some sunny spells in the south. Top temperatures of 4 to 8 degrees. Today FM News, we'll have more at 7.30.
Okay, Helen, thank you very much for that. Helen, you're Malahide, you're a Dublin girl, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Through and through?
Yeah.
Good for you. And it was just yesterday, it was reported, you probably saw this in the news as well, that Ireland has the third sexiest accent in the world.
Sure, I did report that.
I know.
I did, says I with my terrible English. Anyway.
And then a lot of people were texting us yesterday to say Donegal has the sexiest in Ireland. So
that's true. I love a northern accent.
A lot of people tweeting as well about Steve Staunton's accent.
Loud. That would be loud, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What about Tipperary, Paul? What would you say is the most, the accent that is most demonstrative of the Tipperary?
I would say around Clonmel, Killinall direction.
Is that you doing it? Are you doing it now?
No.
And is it sexy?
Well,
and you know it.
Who are we to judge?
Exactly. So maybe we could get everybody to get in touch with us, and we could kind of record all 32 of the counties and see what they sound like and put them all together.
See
how sexy they are this morning.
Great way to spend
53102. So let's hear Malahide again.
What will I say?
Well, there you go.
Shall I give you the weather again?
And Tiberdorn?
Get up them stairs.
Okay, listen, thanks very much for kicking it off. 7.07 is the time. This is 100 to 102 today FM. Yes, if you've got an accent from a particular part of Ireland, or if people have said, yeah, you are totally Cork, or you are totally Limerick, or you are totally whatever, get in touch with us right now here at Today FM, 53102, or you can call us at 1850 715 at 100. Actually, we're going to Limerick now because Carmel O'Carroll is on the line from Limerick. Morning, Carmel. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Ian. How am I going to follow that? I don't have a sexy voice.
So, would you say your accent is Limerick? Have you lived in Limerick all your life?
Oh, I have. It's Bogger Limerick, I can tell you.
You sound Limerick lovely. Out. You sound, you know what I mean? There's a friendliness in Limerick, isn't there? I mean, your voice,
there is.
You sound very, very friendly to me now.
Yeah, we're all very friendly people down here, I have to say.
So listen, you're gonna kickstart the nation this morning for us, yeah?
I am indeed. Yeah, I am, Ian. I so am, if you want me to do it.
Yeah, very good. And you've got three boys, I believe.
I have, yeah. I'm kind of hiding under the stairs because I'm hoping they don't wake up. Because if they do, you won't hear me, and I certainly won't
this
hear
is
you.
Yes, well, I mean, once they wake up, that's it now. All hell breaks loose.
Absolutely.
So, Dara is one of them, and Ronan, and.
Yeah, and Keane then is the eldest.
Keane is the eldest.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
big
Daddy's
brother.
At work. Yeah, Daddy's at work there. Hi, Liam.
So, hi, Liam. She's grand, yeah. They haven't woken up yet. She's going to have her cup of tea now. They're lovely.
Yeah.
So, Carmel, let's do this. Let's kickstart the nation with a great song. Okay. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
Cheers.
No problem. Thanks, Ian. Good morning, everybody. My kickstart this morning is Common People by Pulp. I love the song because quirky lyrics and there's a great drum bit in the middle. Hi to all the Condrans in Dulles and to anybody listening that knows me, namely Rona. Hi, Rona. Enjoy the song and have a great day. Bye, everybody.
See ya. I'm good. Morning to you. 7:24 is the time right now. And when the book came out, there's a lot of talk about this 50 Shades of Grey business, which is opening on Valentine's Day. A lot of excitement about it, and enjoy it if you're going along to see it. But apparently when the book came out, I actually read an extract on this very show, and I have absolutely no memory of it. But we do have recorded details of it. So this is a little bit of the book. He reaches down and from his pants pocket, he takes out his silver grey silk tie. That silver grey woven tie that leaves small impressions of its weave on my skin. He moves so quickly, sitting astride me as he fastens my wrists together. But this time, he ties the other end of the tie to one of the 50 Shades of Grey. Everybody seems to be talking about it. All the women are getting it. But we decided that it might be an idea to see if there are any alternatives out there, any other books that we could recommend. So we've come up with one for you this morning. In fact, we've come up with a selection. One of them is called 50 Shades of Gay.
Hello there.
Hello, Gay. Do you want to read your excerpt first?
How are you?
Great.
50 Shades of Gay. She turned towards me, her ample silhouette quivering gently at the warmth of my embrace. Her fulsome and generous bosom nestled serenely beneath my field of vision, milky white flesh trembling like warm jelly. Ooh. Within the girdle. Roll it off there, I said, as the girdle fell to
Okay, listen. Thanks very much. Okay, there's another one as well.
TMI.
50 Shades of... Let me see. 50 Shades of Ray. Ray, how are you?
How are you?
How are things in Westport? You all set?
Westport's okay, yeah.
Give us an excerpt from your book, 50 Shades of Ray.
Okay. Anyway, I was in the living room, or the sofa, or the settee, or whatever people call it, or some people call it the couch, when suddenly I looked up and there she was. She came over to me anyway and she said, seductively, or seductively as I pronounce it, Scrabble, TV, or bed. Scrabble, says I. No, she says, it's bed. Scrabble and TV we can do any time, whereas I'm in the mood for bed now. Realising this was a romantic situation for us, or whatever you want to pronounce it, I whispered, get upstairs, so, and wash your teeth. Up she went, and after preparing tomorrow's playlist thoroughly, I went upstairs, and there she was, fast asleep. Well, at least the records are done for tomorrow anyway, says I.
That's very much right. That's great. And also, I'm just looking here, another one. We've got another excerpt for you as well. And this is 50 Shades of Davey. How are you, Davey? Yeah. Give us your excerpt.
This is 50 Shades of Davey. This was the moment. There was just the two of us now. I could feel my heart pounding, the blood coursing through my veins. Almost instinctive knowledge that my body was telling me, reckless, wild abandon was only moments away. I decided I could wait no longer. I dived right in there with a huge surge of passion, the emotional intensity of the moment, leading to a situation where we're going at it hell for leather. At the moment, the shuddering climax, I screamed, leave nothing out there. And then I had a smoke.
7:45 is the time. Good morning.
Critics say I can't sing. I sound like a frog. Why don't critics say that same thing about Tom Waits? Critics say my voice is shot, but I have no voice. Why don't they say those things about Leonard Cohen? Why do I get special treatment?
Yeah, that is Bob Dylan. He sounds great, doesn't he?
Yeah. And you know what? That was an acceptance speech. He was accepting an award as the Music Cares Person of the Year, and his speech lasted 35 minutes.
My God.
And it was mostly like two fingers up to everyone who says he can't sing. So I love him. I think that's really funny. That's how you accept an award properly.
So basically he's saying everybody says I can't sing, but why don't they say it about other people? Yeah. Fair enough. And why, that's true.
Take the spotlight.
He does sound
him.
A bit like a frog though, doesn't he?
But that's, I think he talks the same as he sings.
Yeah,
it's like
he
the
does.
Same kind of talk.
He's
so cool.
He's a bit special though, to be fair to him. And
I love Bob.
And I mean, some of the songs he's written as well. I mean, you just hear like, you know that Adele one, To Make You Feel My Love?
Yeah,
you
know, it's fabulous.
Great Bob Dylan song, All Along the Watchtower. And so he's got the lyrics. He's got the catalogue. Anyway, congratulations to Bob. And he's got a new album out where he's doing all covers of Frank Sinatra songs.
What?
Frank Sinatra hits, yes. I think it's number one on the album charts.
Brilliant.
So Katie Price is at the centre of a reality TV bidding war.
Yes.
After she won the other night, didn't she?
Nobody saw that coming, that she would actually win Celebrity Big Brother. She couldn't understand it either. She was a bit boring in there, but she is, I mean, she came across very well, but apparently ITV is gutted that they let, you know, her get away from them, and they're desperate to get her back into the jungle for next series, and BBC are looking for her for Strictly Come Dancing, but they're going to have to wait a while because she had to fly straight back out to Switzerland to get her boob fixed after the other night. Is literally her implant is hanging out of her body, and she was on antibiotic the whole time. She
and said, what was I can't that from? In there. Is that just something that happens?
No, it's a reduction, but the stitches burst open. I mean, it's just, I know, sorry, you're like, I can't believe she stayed in there for that long and then won it.
See ya, bye.
So, good luck to her and her boob.
Yeah, wow, God. So, loose women are speaking. So the next one's about loose women. Very good. 7:56 is the time. Now we're going to talk to Tom. You know, Shave or Die or Oh My is on at the moment. There's something going on down at Lone IT today. Morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, Ian. How's things?
Very good. Is that a Mullingar accent, by the way? You're from Mullingar.
It is, yeah. Born and raised, yeah.
Right. And I'm just listening to it there. We're trying to get all the accents together today. So,
right.
Yeah, what's different about it, do you think?
I don't know. It's probably counted as not being an accent. It's kind of the middle of
nowhere. It's an accent, all right. It's an accent.
See, I don't know.
Well, listen, tell us what you're doing. You're a second year student in Athlone IT, and what's happening down there today?
There's about 40 of us students and lecturers, and we're doing a bucket collection for Shave or Die. And we've been collecting all week, so there's been a huge response now from Athlone.
Really? Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, very good. Fair play. So you're collecting the money, and are you actually getting shaved or dyed, or what's the story?
Yeah, well, myself and Rudy are here in the car. We look like a pair of Smurfs on the, at the side of the road. The whole class, there's about 40 of us getting dyed, so it's fairly multicolored now. It'll be an experience.
And you're actually studying medicine in some... Are you studying?
We're doing nursing, yeah. We're second-year nursing there, and we work between Mullingar, Tullamore and Portlaoise Hospital.
Right.
So the cause is kind of close to heart, you know.
And so you've actually experienced the oncology ward there, and so, you know, like... Why should people help out with this cause?
It's like probably the most humbling thing any of us have come across when you know you're nursing somebody that's asking you to be part of their battle. So it's kind of very, it's a privileged position to be in fairness. But the people themselves, like they're a different end of bravery. You know, it's really something to behold when you see somebody going through something like that, and they're very open with you. So. You know, it's just what we're doing is very little compared to what they're doing. You know?
They're very hopeful. They're probably very scared as well. They don't know what's going on. And it's a terrible time in their lives, obviously.
It is. It's a huge shock to the system. And the nursing staff in those hospitals are absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Like, you know, to go in there and see the work they do.
Yeah.
They're an inspiration.
And is that what you're going to do, and the guys you're studying with at the moment? Is that the area you're going to go into, or is it general nursing?
Well, it's general nursing and psych nursing that's doing this cause today, but long term we could end up in any area. I'm sure some of us will, like, you know. So
where are you? Where people can? Are you going to be out on the streets, or are you just going to be centred around Athlone IT itself?
We'll be in the campus itself, nursing campus and main campus, and we'll be around the roads outside the Athlone IT as well. We'll definitely be seen anyway, there's no doubt about that.
Very good. Watch out for Mullingar's Tom Nally and his buddies. Tom, fair play to you for doing it, and thanks for helping us out. Cheers.
Thanks, Ian.
Good luck.
Fair play to you.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. Just hang on there for a sec, will you?
Yeah.
Have a guess. Trisha Mulrooney, she's on the line, right?
False.
Is she caller number 5, 6 or all important number 7? Stand by.
100 to 102 Today FM. Winning with Parcel Wizard from DPD, the parcel delivery company. dpdparcelwizard.ie.
Okay, yes, all this week we've got €3,000 every day this week. So this hour's winner of €1,000. Paul, what do you think?
What's the right answer?
Well, you just tell me. She's there waiting on the line. Trisha Mulrooney. If she's caller number 7, she's got €1,000. Put it that way.
Where's she from?
She's Galway.
Galway. Mm.
Yeah. Hi, Trisha.
How are you, Trisha?
Come on, shy. Four. Oh, sorry. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Trisha. How are you getting on?
I'm great.
She knew your name. This is good.
Welcome to my show.
Thanks very much.
There's a lad Ian here with me as well.
Hey, Trisha.
Yes?
How are you? Paul is going to tell you what number caller you are. He knows these things, all right?
Okay,
Paul.
Trisha, guess what? You're number 7!
Yay! Thank you.
Well done, Trisha. You have won €1,000 from Parcel Wizard. Enjoy that. They're going to get it to you in the next 24 hours as well, all right? Well done. Thank you very much. Paul, thanks for adding the excitement and the fizz to the show there. Fair play to you.
Give you a shot, Trisha, all right?
I will, no problem.
8:43. Little Hours are going to be performing live in a couple of moments' time right here on Today FM after Alesso with Heroes, as in We Could
Be. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
100 to 102 Today FM, 8:47 is the time right now. And delighted to be joined next door by Little Hours, who are going to perform for us this morning, John and Ryan. How are you, lads? How's it going?
Not too bad. Thanks for having us.
Nice to see you. Donegal, yesterday we were talking about Donegal around this time. The accent in Donegal, it's voted to be the sexiest in Ireland.
Would you
agree?
Obviously.
Did you hear that now? Obviously.
Yeah. Of course.
So what is it? Are there different kind of sounds, different accents across Donegal? It's big enough county.
Yeah, we were actually just talking with this.
Yeah.
What words kind of work in our favour and what we say most? We say we.
Yeah,
we.
And down.
Down.
We as in small, or we?
We. I would say I too.
I. Yeah, but don't people in Derry say I as well?
I don't.
No, they do.
We own it.
I.
Yeah, we own it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like... What's the other one we say? Doll. We call dolls. Girls dolls.
Doll. Yeah. They love that, don't they?
Doll. Oh,
they love
doll.
Hello, doll. How you doing? Yeah. So whereabouts in Donegal do you come from?
Killybegs.
Killybegs.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I know. It's a fishing village over there. I was given a salmon up there once.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to bring it home in the car. It took hours. It was great. So Killybegs, beautiful Killybegs. That's up the road is Carrick, isn't it?
Yeah, Carrick. Yes, yeah.
What else is around there? There's a whole fish processing area.
It's kind of just all fish, it's really. All
fish.
Yeah, we're going to
fish. Fish and music.
Fish and music, yeah.
Fish and award-nominated music. Ooh.
Yeah.
So your song has been nominated for the Meteor Choice Music Prize Irish Song of the Year. The song is called It's Still Love. Your debut single. That's pretty good going, isn't it, to get that?
Yeah, it's...
We still can't really believe it. Yeah, it's,
yeah, but, you know, it's a big moment, but still... You know, one of you forgot something today.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I knew this was coming.
We're not used to being up quite this early.
We practiced that line he just said.
Yeah.
That's what we were told to say.
Yeah. So, Ryan, it was you, was it?
It was me.
Yeah.
It was me.
Okay, so what did you forget?
My guitar. Yeah, you know, it's
not
piano.
Important.
It doesn't really matter.
It's not important.
It doesn't really... But is that not part of the song, the guitar?
That's most of it, yeah.
It's
but, yeah, it doesn't matter.
I was getting wee sachets of sugar and using them as shakers as well. We're trying out different things. Yeah. This is good for us.
We used to have a guitar here, but unfortunately somebody smashed it. There was kind of a who moment, I think, and they banged it across. Or else a really bad performance and they just banged it against the wall. But anyway, tomorrow you're doing Pepper Canister Church. Will you have the guitar for that?
Yes, I'll bring one, or maybe five, actually. Okay. Yeah,
Pepper Canister Church, and that's sold out. Fantastic.
Yeah,
it's a little
brilliant.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And then you've got an exclusive announcement for us as well. Don't say it just yet.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Back in a sec. You know what? I've dumped Adele... Here, I've dumped Ed Sheeran, George Ezra, all gone just for you guys.
Yes.
So, hope this is really good, is it?
Yeah.
The final JNLR results for 2014 were released at...
Hi, I'm Eve and I'm from Kilkenny.
Hi, I'm Roisin and I'm from Longford.
Hi, Ian, I'm Kira and I'm from Sligo.
Hi, I'm Una and I'm from Leash.
Hello, my name is John and I'm from Mayo.
Hi, my name's Aidan Cassidy and I'm from Derrile County, County Meath.
Hi, I'm Tom and I'm from Westmeath.
Hi, I'm Trezanne and I'm from Waterford.
Hi, everyone, my name is Damien Donoghue and I'm from Roscommon Town.
Hi, Ian, I'm Shauna and I'm from Linnes in County Kildare.
Hi, Ian, my name is Paul Hahn and I'm from County Monaghan.
All right, Ian, it's Damien here from Loud and I just want to say, Honda Town.
Honda Town. And hi, we are John and Ryan from Little Hours. From Donegal. I think it's the friendliness in the tone of the Donegal accent. That's what it is. Everything a Donegal person says sounds kind of friendly.
I'm going to kill you.
You see, even that sounds friendly. I don't believe your threat, you know. You should be doing a bit of stand-up as well. At the say Pepper Canister, will you?
Oh, I got on. Someone got on to me about this earlier as well. Pepper Canister?
Pepper, you know, that sounds okay.
Is that okay?
That's okay, yeah.
It's funny, our last gig was the Sugar Club, and now it's the Pepper Canister.
Sugar
I don't know
Club,
what kind
Pepper
of food's going to come up next.
The Bord Gosh Energy Theatre. Maybe.
It's
getting bigger
gas.
All the time. Yeah. Croke Park. Oh.
We turned that down.
So listen, you're going to do the song. And by the way, Trezanne O'Reilly here, who's on the show before us, is a big fan of yours. She's been playing you off the air. So I should probably pass on the chocolates and the card that
Absolutely,
you sent in.
Yeah.
They sent in it. They brought in a card. They drew on it and everything. We can't thank you enough for all your support and airplay you've given to It's Still Love. Enjoy the chocolates. This was the best card we could find from Little Hours. To everybody at Today FM. There you go.
Thanks for not reading that last wee bit there.
The kids, the exes and everything. Okay, right, listen, before we run out of time, let's get this. It's Still Love. This is nominated for the Meteor Choice Music Prize without the guitar. This is a new innovation. And it's John and Ryan, Little Hours.
Sometimes I can feel it. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I will need it. Sometimes I won't. But I could never tell you, tell you, tell you. It's the love, it's the sound. It's the lost now. It's the love, it's the sound.